Ladies and gentlemen, it is an exceptional life journey that has brought me today on this stage. You know, I was born in the slums of Sierra Leone, and a childhood was stolen from me by the horrors of a brutal civil war. My schools were burned down, and I became a refugee. But somehow, because of some lucky breaks I had in my life, I was actually able to make it. Had incredible support from my family, both of my parents, by the way, are teachers. Just last year, I had the privilege of being the first person in my family of earning a master's degree. I have a job which I use to try to work to empower other young people. And I also have a voice which I use to speak up on behalf of young people around the world. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today because unfortunately, my story is the exception. And that is not right. It is not right that today in this world, a whooping 61 million young people are out of school. It is even more wrong that if I were a girl, my chances of standing here today would be even slimmer. The world is deprived of millions of girls' potentials. And we all know what the power when you educate a girl is. But instead of getting that reward, many girls are forced into marriage and they end up in very, very difficult circumstances. I've been working with all the young people around the world, and we've collected our petition. I work with a youth advocacy panel, and I'm privileged to present to you that petition. The first one, it says, we just want to go to school. How hard is that in the 21st century? Secondly, we want education to be able to link us to the job market. We want to be equipped with the skills to be able to contribute to building our nations and making this world a better place. And thirdly, we want education to prepare us for the challenges of the 21st century, to be ideal global citizens, to promote tolerance, peace. That's all we ask. And finally, we ask you through this initiative, Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, to come together and make this dream a reality. Mr. Secretary General, I commit to you that the young people of the world will stand with you. We will support you. We will mobilize our networks and as partners, we'll also hold your feet to the fire and we'll hold you accountable. Because the days of unfulfilled promises and commitments that are not followed through are over. The stakes are too high. It's about our lives. It's about our future. Nobody deserves better thanks today, though, than you, Mr. Secretary General, for putting education at the top of your political priority. One of my favorite sayings is that you never stand as tall as when you kneel down to help a child. Today, sir, you are the tallest person in history. And we, youth, we have your back. Thank you very much.
Thank you for delivering such a passionate call to action from youth around the world and for your powerful personal message. My challenge now, while I am deeply moved, deeply excited and honored, my challenge would be how to translate this energy, dynamism and excitement and leadership role into delivery to many, many children who are out of school, to have everybody educated around the world. Growing up, I saw the power of education. That is why I have decided to launch this Global Education First, because we need to do much, much more. Education is a hope and dignity. Education is a basic building block of every society and the pathway out of poverty. Our new global initiative will focus on three priorities. First, we must put every child in school. Second, we must improve the quality of learning. Third, we must foster global citizenship. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, from here, we must take our messages to every continent, every country, and every community. We cannot stop until every child has the opportunity to go to school, learn, and contribute to society. This is our assignment. This is leaders' collective responsibility. Let us pass the test for the world's children. Let us put education first.